Hey, BOO Portland, your community radio, 1 minute before 10 o'clock. At 10:15, it'll be Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. Then at 11, join us for Between the Covers. Kathleen Stevenson returns to the airwaves, and she welcomes Victoria Stopiello to discuss her collection of essays, This Side of Sand Island, Reflections on Fish, Fins, and Finding Out About the Lower Columbia. And then at 11:30, it's the film show. A visit today to the new Micro Cinema at the Portland International Airport, which features short films and videos by Oregon directors. But stick around, Air Cascadia is up next with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. That's coming up next. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Friends of Noise Fest, a daytime music festival Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. at Disjecta in Portland. Friends of Noise Fest features 9 bands, including Waterfronts, Glacier Veins, Kuone, Shortline, After Hours, and more. There's also going to be food, art, and an opportunity to learn more about Friends of Noise and their mission to support all-ages music spaces in Portland. Again, that's Friends of Noise Fest, Sunday, June 25th at 4 p.m. at Disjecta, 8371 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, June 22nd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio. And we are, of course, at 90.7 FM on the amp, KBOO.FM everywhere. And before we get rolling with our guest today, Lana Jack has got the rundown on the most bizarre legal situation that you are not going to believe. Tribal life is very different. It doesn't matter what a good time you had at Standing Rock. Being a member for the First Nations tribe is a different world. And Sherman Alexie and all those books that us white people read, nothing really conveys it until you go to court. And once you're in court and white law kicks in, it's a different place. That said, just want to make a quick mention of the terrible mess that Republicans are getting us into over health care. I think what they're probably betting on is those who are most outraged and most violated by their so-called Health Care Act will be dead, and they won't have a voice. And it will be up to us to speak for the dead. That will be our full-time job. There are plenty of things. It's a very dangerous world. We've not only made the entire outside world beyond our borders very dangerous, we've made our own land very dangerous. We've made life for our own citizens very dangerous. When I say we, I take responsibility, because all of us, did not do what we know we should have done early. We aren't doing it now. And from the likes of things, we're not going to be doing it in the very near future. It's fun to march around wearing a pink hat, but look where we are now. There's a worse situation to be in. Lana Jack joins us today. She is a member, I would say she is the leader of the Salilo YM, the only legitimate tribe that has claim to Salilo, though you wouldn't know it from the lies that power speaks to its own children. Good morning, Lana. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. It's great to be on.
It's wonderful.
I'd like to thank all my ancestors and my elders for the struggle that has brought us to this place. It's been a long journey for us, Salilo YM.
And it's not over. It's far from over. But the thing that First Nations people know how to do is to fight and keep on fighting. The very fact of, that you guys are still here is that is the cry. This is the shout that goes up silently and in song constantly, 24/7. You've been fighting a real struggle for a while, and you have family members are in jail. I want you to I'm inviting. This is funny. We have to laugh because crying gets you about as far as a fuzzy pink hat gets you. So, what happened? Why do you have family members in prison? And what's happening on Monday? Not prison, excuse me, jail. Let's be accurate.
From Sufra to Winans to the Bolt decision, there's many decisions out here that have weighed in on the matter, and it all seems to be irrelevant when the state can step in and try to enforce upon an Indian state law, one. And then we don't have the backing of the tribes or the Bureau of Indian Affairs, two, when they can say we don't even have treaty rights. Our treaty rights go back to time immemorial here at Salilo Falls, to take our food fish for sustenance and at our usual and accustomed sites. So these are words that are absolutely relevant to federal Indian law. And as federal Indian law is supreme Indian, is supreme law of the land. And as supreme law of the land, when our chiefs were making treaties and when the United States government was coming here to make treaties with our people in 1857, you know, we're talking about a time when salmon were so huge and plentiful, and we're talking about treaty talks when in a season when the fish are running, our chiefs had to return to Celilo. So it did not negate the fact that we still have those certain rights, inalienable rights, retained for us. And the United States government did so in many ways and in writing. But we've just never had a chance to really be heard on it. We've never... I don't know.
So tell us what...
Leon Jack right now is going to court. He is being charged as a non-Indian. Leon Jack is in fact Celilo YM, as are myself and my siblings.
Yes, explain why he's being charged as a non-Indian, because that's what's baffling. Leon, of course, if anyone met Leon, that he's unquestionably, he's First Nations. He's a natural born storyteller. He's a fisherman. His ancestors have been fishermen back into countless millennia. And to have his right to fish in, you call it anything you want, usual and accustomed or whatever, but for Leon Jack to be sitting in a jail right now because
he's
of...
He's not in jail right now.
Well, to be facing white law for fishing in a place that he's fished in for...
They don't even have the right to say whether Leon Jack is an Indian or not. That's what they're not getting. It's up to the Department of Interior to say who is an Indian and who is not.
So how did this happen? So this is because the Celilo YM aren't recognized. You would think, a reasonable person would think that if nothing else, the similarities between the word Celilo and the word Celilo would be inarguable. It's absurd.
So, well, anyway, I don't know where you're going with that one, but I have a long history and relationship with this whole, we do, and the Columbia River Indians together do. The fact that we still are here, the fact that we still remain on Indian land on the Columbia River, you know, is not something that was supposed to be today. And yet here we are, you know, and they call us Indians living in squalor. I think that there's a number of people listening today that are not federally recognized, that have some lineage to this Columbia River and have certain inalienable rights to fish, hunt, and gather as a part of our freedom of religion, because it's a part of our religion. We've been denied freedom of religion, and that because we can't go on out and catch our food fish for our ceremony, we can't even carry on ceremony for ourselves. And it's not okay that other people have taken over our longhouse here at Celilo and kicked us out. You know, there's a number of things that play into the assimilation and the acculturation of a people. Our people have struggled to survive since time immemorial. That's all I can say. And we're still here. And we deserve respect and honor for surviving genocide. We don't deserve to continually be kicked in the face with we're not Indians because we didn't take a number. We were given our... Wayampuma name long before white man's laws came to this land.
That's what we're talking about this morning. What specific law did they say that Leon Jack, what law did he break theoretically?
He's fishing as a, well, he's basically saying that he didn't get a fish permit to go and fish. But we've also tried to pursue the fish permit through the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they're denying us that, too. They're denying our existence outright and forthright, all the way around.
And coming up we're right at the last few seconds, there are steps that people can take.
July 5th, 8:30 a.m., Wasco County Superior Court. Please join us in solidarity. Anybody out there listening, genocide is not okay.
Say it one more time. Give people another chance to write that down. We'll also have that information at the front desk. The more people that turn out, the more likely we are to be heard, and the more likely we are to be able to redress in a very small part this
day. Day after Independence Day, July 5th, 8:30 a.m., Wasco County Superior Court. Please join us in solidarity.
And it's Leon Jack is the defendant's name, family member, and there are very, very few members of the Salila Wayam left, and having been a white people responsible for almost just coming so close to wiping out this incredibly important family and the traditions that it holds so sacred. It is absolutely our responsibility to be there. And we'll make sure that you have that information. And I want to thank Lana, Jack, on behalf of all listeners today. Thank you so much.